Well, Joe, definitely a tough loss for you guys tonight. Greenville was able to get out to that early lead, but you guys were able to come back and work your way back into a one-point lead at the end of the quarter. And then just really, you know, you guys were able to stop Ackerman in the second quarter, but the other guys really picked it up for him. They were able to pull ahead and just really from there couldn't catch him.
Yeah, we had a great first quarter. And most importantly, the pace of the game was where we wanted it. We were getting up and down. There was a lot of possessions. You know, they're a grind out, more controlled tempo execution team. And in the second quarter, I felt like we had five or six possessions in a row where we got good shots and none of them fell. And at that point, they were able to go on a run. You know, and being down four at half, we actually felt like we were in pretty good shape considering we had 11 turnovers in the first half and we had shot 38%. But the third quarter was we struggled to execute, and they went on that run there at the end of the third and the early fourth quarter that made things really tough sledding for us.
Of course, when you look at a couple of good things, though, that stood out in my mind, Andrew Casey was just a defensive rebound beast tonight, had a big night on the boards. It seemed like every time I turned around, I was saying that, you know, on air that he had an offensive or a defensive board. And then how big is it when you have players, you know, like you have Wade Brandon. He did finish with 14 points, but he had to battle for those because they were double teaming him all night long. They were physical with him. So when you're seeing guys like that where they're hitting the boards hard, they're playing through that physicality, Isaac Sagan really came up big. He was in double digits tonight. And a lot of good things from those guys where you're seeing them step up. Everything couldn't translate to a win tonight, so just a tough loss.
Yeah,
but good things happened.
Yeah, the kids battled. I mean, they battled. We were frustrated. You know, we knew we were going to have to come in here and play well to get a win. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, we love to play fast. But in the first half, when we were playing fast, we had 11 turnovers. You know, in the second half, the pace of the game kind of slowed down, and we had to execute. We did not execute well, and we only had two turnovers, you know. So it's kind of like finding that right balance of the pace of the game where we can make good decisions with the basketball but also, you know, score at a good clip. But, yeah, I thought Casey did really well. It was a tough matchup for him on Ackerman. You know, we were really focused on shutting down Tabor. We felt like he was the key for us of taking away his you know, shot from the perimeter because he's such a great three-point shooter. And I felt like we were able to do that. He only hit one or two. And Ackerman's a tougher matchup in a sense that he can get his own shot. You know, and he got to his spots. We did a pretty good job of helping at times, but he was able to get into a rhythm. And really, that was the difference in the game, I felt like. But Andrew battled. Tanner Stone came off the bench. We felt like it was a kid that he matched up with. And he did a good job on him, you know, for 5 or 6 minutes or so. You know, but that's a team that starts five seniors. And you can tell by the way that they play and the way that they execute. And they just, on their home floor, really tough to beat. And we didn't execute well enough on offense to win the game.
Of course, now you have a physical game tonight. Very short turnaround, but you do get to go back home. But then you have, you know, a much bigger school, Carterville, coming in. That's always a tough game. And so when you have a physical, tough game like this and tough loss, you know, what is your message to the kids when you have such a quick turnaround going, okay, less than 24 hours, we got to be prepared for Carterville?
You know, I feel like Carterville and Greenville are very similar styles. You know, grind it out, in your face, in your shorts, man-to-man defense. And kind of play at that more controlled tempo in the half court, and it's a game where we're going to have to take care of the basketball. So it's good that we're playing at home, and it's a good test for us coming off of the disappointment here tonight, just to see how we've turned the page this year, turned the page from this game. And our kids have been resilient this year, you know, to set us up going into next week, you know, finishing off with Hillsborough and Payne. So. You know, our kids are hanging in there. You know, tonight was a frustrating night, and, you know, we knew we were going to have to play well, and we did not play well enough on offense to win the game, was the bottom line. But our defensive rebounding was really good, as you said. I don't know that they might have had one or two offensive rebounds. That was it. And part of that was they were so concerned with our transition that they were sending guys back on the shot, you know, so it was a good strategy by them to try to take away some of our transition. But, yeah, they were really good. It was a tough environment here to play, but our kids battled and competed. We just, you know, ended up on the wrong end of the game. But we'll turn the page and go after Carterville tomorrow.
Of course, now postseason stuff coming out today. So, you know, you're at home against Carterville tomorrow night. You know, you get Hillsboro at home before you go on the road at Pena. But then you do get to come back and host your first regional game, being the higher seed. So knowing that you guys are going to have three or four games here this week and leading into that, into postseason, how big is it for your kids knowing, hey, we get to be at home for a few games? You know, does that kind of help their mentality when they're trying to bounce back from a loss like this and kind of get back into things, knowing we know we got a few home games before we're going to have to hope, you know, hopefully you're winning that first postseason game and taking the long trip to Fairfield, even though you don't like the long bus trip?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, no bus ride is nice, and we have played better at home this year. We've shot the ball better for the most part. So yeah, we're excited about that. You know, not really looking at it too much yet, just because we have some games coming up. But we do have a lot of respect for Flora. You know, a lot of respect for their coach and how they play. We have played them twice already, so we're very familiar with them. But yeah. We're hanging in there. We've improved a lot since Christmas. You know, we're hoping to hold it together here to finish this thing. You know, with a couple wins, which we'll have an opportunity to do. You know, heading into our home game against Flora next Monday. So we'll look to turn the page and move on from this one.